This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Mary Kay coming up at 8:20. Does it feel like opening day? 10 o'clock baseball. Honestly, that should be outlawed. I know it's 10 Eastern. Everybody keeps wanting to say it's 7 out there at out west. I don't care
if
it's
7 out west. Do they want opening day at 7?
I don't know if they want opening day at all in Oakland.
Not on Thursday, right? Thursday should be
4
o'clock. You work a half day, maybe.
Yes, yep. Play hooky, go
and
down.
Then take Friday off because you've had too much.
Opening day, like people are going, well, we should make opening day a national holiday. It should be opening day then. Meaning, unless there's an extenuating circumstance, like a solar eclipse that happens. How often does that solar eclipse happen? I haven't been paying attention.
That like, specific one, I don't know. It's hundreds of years. Yeah, right?
Nick Wilson has made it his life's work to
maybe it's 90 something
years. Dial down everybody's fun, but it seems like once every century, you have a solar eclipse. And you got to start it at 5:10. I think what the Guardians are doing with that is brilliant, even though I'm about to probably rip him as time goes on. But that part is brilliant. Unless it's extenuating circumstances, or like the Mets are going to get rained out today, so they decided to have opening day tomorrow. That's great. Fine. It's opening day. It's opening day.
Yeah, it's
daytime
it's
baseball.
Terrible. And
this is the second year in a row they've done this
to us. I hate
to
say it. I know we got into a little bit of a scuffle before the show. Regular season baseball compared to elimination games in the NCAA tournament. And when you've got big brands in this tournament, I think baseball is going to get flogged. I think it's going to be bad for baseball.
The night games will probably.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that.
Like I told you, that Illinois-Iowa State game is a biggie. Those are big fan bases.
Yeah.
You think those guys are stopping watching that game and putting on baseball? You couldn't put two sports that are more different. One has 162 games. Enjoy the ride. Sit back in your rocking chair, have your old transistor radio, and then there's March Madness where those games, they fly, and a team season is on the line.
It's dumb. It's just dumb. You can have Oakland, like I do. Like I know that there's hardcore Oakland A's fans, and I feel bad for any team that's getting it ripped away, especially with this one where the Band-Aid is just going to take forever to. I feel bad about that, obviously. But you're playing this game at 10 o'clock Eastern. It's supposed to be opening day. There are people who wait for spring training the entire time, and then you're going to do this again on the East Coast. It's asinine. Baseball just does everything it can to choke itself out every single year with just little things. They take a step ahead, and then they take two steps back. You brought up the Jeff Passan article. Local guy in Cleveland who's talking to an MLB general manager goes, there's no reason to spend money. And you would think that that would be better for us because the general manager says, well, there's a 40% chance you make the playoffs now. So what's the point of spending all this money, which we are seeing? A lot of guys are getting mad about the lack of money, quote unquote, that they're getting, even though, what, Will Smith just got a 10-year, $140 million deal from the Dodgers. So I guess cry me a river on that one. But if you're telling me they don't need to spend money and they need to be well-ran, then fine. But if you're still not going to give me anything and there's teams that are just opening up the doors and dusting off the chairs, you're still not going to give me any more fun of it. You're still not giving me any better of a product because there's still no salary cap and there's still no salary floor. The key part of that being floor, but we've talked that to death.
Yeah.
It's just when you have a 10:07 start time.
Well, it's a number of things, because I said even yesterday when I was talking to you guys after the show, how cool would it be if they were opening up even despite the weather? And what do we care about the weather if they're on the road? How cool would it have been if they opened up in New York or Boston? Or anybody that's in our time zone,
no.
We would have been really excited about it. Imagine if this today was at 4 o'clock in Boston. We would be genuinely excited. Instead, you throw it 10 o'clock. It's a perfect storm for people not to care.
How do you
You're
not,
giving them 1,000 reasons well, not to care about
looking, it. Looking at today's schedule, there's one 3:05 game. Everything else is 4:10.
What's the 3:05? Is the Reds?
It is. No, it is the Angels at the Orioles.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And then there's three 10 o'clock games. We're one of them. The other one is two West Coast team or two Western time zone teams, Diamondbacks, Rockies. The Red Sox have to go to Seattle. Why are the Mariners and the A's not playing each other and we're playing the Red
what
Sox?
What a terrible-ass schedule. This is why – get the married couple back. This is why computers ruin things sometimes. Everybody wants to talk about AI and what's getting with computers and how it's going to kill the world. It's killing baseball already. Play divisional opponents to start off the season, something that everybody's interested in, even though our divisional opponents don't really get much. But it's like, hey, all right, play Detroit to start the year. Yeah, it's going to be cold. I don't care. To hell with it. The Angels in Baltimore. Oh, that's a time-honored tradition.
Well, it's just tough, too.
You got Minnesota and Kansas City. Okay, great. You got that. The Yankees at Houston. Okay.
Well, you know, the Guardians are always, just by virtue of who they are, they're going to have, you know, young talent. They're going to have guys that you need to warm up to sometimes, and you need them on. You need them on in prime time, at least. They're not even on in prime time. I mean, this is so late. I think a lot of people just maybe watch first pitch, you know, get excited about the buildup to the game, and then – you know, when I wake up, I'll see if they won or lost, and that'll be the extent of it.
Do you even know who the head coach of Iowa State is?
Yeah, you almost got the Ohio State job, supposedly. TJ?
Otzenberger. But you were calling me out at the very beginning of the show. I wanted to see.
I'm excited about that game. Illinois's got, like, two guys I think are going to be in the NBA.
Colorado right now has a package, and I think that this is going to be something very interesting for us to pay attention to. The Rockies, who, by the way, the Colorado Rockies, where are they at today? Who the hell cares? I can't even find out. So here we go.
They're in Arizona.
All right, great. Congratulations on all their success. I don't know why I needed to say that. Yeah. Anyway.
Dante Bichette and Andres Galarraga.
Yep, it's a big one.
Larry Walker,
and Larry
man.
Walker.
Todd Helton.
Yep.
216-474-0092. Name a Rocky.
Well, no, I think there's only one thing we need to do now.
Power rank the Rockies, baby.
Let's go. Now, my favorite, I liked Bichette because of what he did after he made contact with the ball. He did this thing with his hands after he made contact.
That is a very good one right there. Continue. What do you got?
Then I would go.
I already got one.
Go. Help me
out. Number three.
Troy Tulowitzki.
Number three.
That's nice.
And I had to, he only played for 1 year with the Rockies. I want to say Juan Acevedo. Because, man, when you do PA, some of them names are a lot of fun.
Galarraga was the big cat, right?
Yeah.
That's the best.
Sandy Alomar Jr. played for the Rockies.
Aren't all their kids in the majors now? Or
I think so, and they all play for the Blue Jays.
Come on, give me some Rockies.
I think that's all I know. Todd Helton, Galarraga.
Calavito.
Rocky Calavito. Candy Maldonado.
Yeah, he's dying in there.
Go ahead, go.
Yeah.
Mitch.
This is one of Mitch's teams.
You've been waiting.
Nolan Arenado. Troy Tulowitzki, we mentioned. Charlie
Blackman.
Nolan
Arenado is not one of the greatest Rockies
of all
time.
Matt Holliday. Carlos Gonzalez, former Cleveland Indian Carlos Gonzalez for half a day.
Are you Googling this or do you know him off the top of your head?
Ubaldo Jimenez.
Of course.
Job.
Best pitcher in Rockies history.
No. Ubaldo Jimenez is the best pitcher in Rockies history?
Unfortunately for them.
All right, number one. Here we go. Number one, I'm going to say Larry Walker. Number two, Todd Helton. You sure Andres Galarraga played for the Rockies?
Didn't he?
Feel like he did.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to say Vinny Castilla. Number three. There you go. Boom. Top three Rockies.
They hit lots of humdingers out there.
Hold on.
Kenny.
Hold on. Mike in North thinner. Homestead. Hello.
How about Mike Hampton?
How could you
he was
forget?
A in Colorado, signed that big deal and was a dumpster fire.
What? Did he hit dingers, though? Did he also hit dingers?
Did he? I'm not sure if he did, but I knew he signed that huge contract back then. Yeah. What was that, in the early 2000s or something like that, and was terrible.
It happens. Mike, thank you for the call. So they have a deal out. MLB.TV, all teams and Rockies TV. You can buy it for $199.99 a year, $200 a year. If you just want to watch the Rockies game, stream the Rockies only. It is $99 a year. And this is, we got this from Barrett Sports Media, by the way. They still won't put us number one because I didn't play quarterback at Alabama. You can stream Rockies games both in the Colorado area and throughout the country with no blackouts. No blackouts. Underline, no blackouts. So you can watch, you can stream your Rockies. And I'm asking, well, would you do the same? Because everything's up in the air now with TV deals. It's like it's a year-by-year thing now. Would you pay $99 a year? Would you pay $100 a year plus your tax to watch the Gardos?
Yeah, if I didn't have cable, I would. Yeah, if I didn't have cable, so that wasn't
you
an option.
You are a sports talk radio show host. Yeah. It is your duty to watch the Gardos for $99 a year. Sure. I need to know from the general fan, are they willing to plunk down the $99 a year? It's opening day, it's opening night, whatever. Are they willing to plunk down the $99 a year, the $100 a year to watch the Cleveland Guardians? And does their previous year's record matter to you for that? Because people do that all the time. They're going to pull back money or pay more money depending on the record. Well, they do it with attendance.
As far as sports go, it's the best value, right? They play 162 games. You're only paying $100 to see them all.
Less than a dollar a game. You're paying – that's cents on the dollar you're paying.
It's truly the only reason why I still have cable. I have so many streaming now. My kids don't watch the cable at all. We watch cable when we're home on the weekends in the morning when I'm drinking my coffee. I watch reruns of Reba, and that's it.
Reruns of Reba.
And Aerial America. That's just because that's what's on TV. That's what's put in front of me. But there's no reason to really have cable. So – I think I would pay the $100 for it, and then I'd cut the cord.
I don't think I don't think this is for any of us. We would all pay the $100 in this room. Who would not pay the $100 in this room? Is there a sports talk radio show host who wouldn't do it?
If you've already cut cable, I don't think you're going $100 a year, and I don't have cable. I'm not doing that.
It would probably make you watch more money. It would probably make you watch more games because you feel like you got to get your money's worth.
If you paid for it, yeah.
Because cable is not free, but it feels free when you're just clicking around. You're like, all right, fine.
They have a $20 a month option as well.
The Rockies
do? For the Rockies, yeah. But if you're doing the math, it's cheaper to buy the $100 package. But I don't know if you go, here's $20 for April. Let me see what you got.
Yeah. Because I tell you, like, when you do the $99.99 for NFL Plus, that pays off. I mean, I was watching Browns Titans the other day going, he has nobody open. What are people talking about? He has nobody open here. He has to take it himself. And I was like, Elijah Moore, he's pretty good in this offense. I was watching that game. It's March. I was able to watch that game. For the Gardos, you can watch the Guardians. And are you able to watch it anytime? Is that part of it? I don't know. I don't know if it specifies here in this story.
I think part of the problem, though, for all the sports,
especially how I
talk to so many NBA people that just look at box scores now, and if football is the only sport that people are truly watching in real time and, you know, throughout the length of the game, more and more people, like, if you get all the home runs immediately after they're hit on Twitter for free, or at MLB.com.
That sucks.
Then why would you pay for this if you're not somebody who has the time to have 3 hours to sit there and watch every night?
Because you don't have every...
People have busier lifestyles.
That's okay. But, I mean, there's no nuance to the game then. I got to have a little bit of nuance. I can't just watch highlights. Like, the NBA does good on YouTube, like when they show the 12-minute highlights or anything like that. But you got to have some nuance here. I got to be able to see, okay, what led to a two-run home run? Why is there a runner on second here? What put him there at second? Like, I got to see something there. What led to this sequence here at the end of the third quarter that led to a great run for the Cavs to close out a game, or for Charlotte in this matter? Like, anything like that. Like, I want some nuance. Tell me a story instead of just getting down to it.
You do get on demand.
All right, we got Mary Kay coming up. I got people here. I want to hear from them real quick before we get to Mary Kay. 216-474-0092. $100 to watch the Gardos. You paying it? Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan. We'll get back to that coming up here in a bit. Mary Kay Cabot now joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, as she's wont to do every Thursday at 8:20. Mary Kay, did you say that there could possibly be an Amari Cooper extension coming?
You know, that was the vibe that I got when we sat with Andrew Berry on the last full day of the meetings on Tuesday down in Orlando. When he was asked about Amari, he said, we love him. When you have a player like that, you want to keep them around as long as possible. And so it did sound to me like they would be willing to do something with Amari. I don't know if it's imminent. I don't know if it's something that will happen before the season at the trade deadline, or if it will turn into something a little bit different than that. But it really sounded to me like they want Amari around for more than just this year.
Does it matter in this case, leverage? We always hear agents and players talk about, you know, what other guys are getting, and that Calvin Ridley deal that came down, then Jerry Jeudy gets the extension. If you're Amari Cooper, I know he's getting up there in age as far as wide receivers go, but he's seeing all that, you know, go down around him. Is that something he might press the issue, him and his agency, with Andrew Berry and the organization?
Well, anytime you're heading into the final year of your contract, these discussions come up. These discussions happen. And yes, of course, you're going to talk about the current market prices. And as Andrew has so aptly pointed out, there's about to be another seismic shift in the wide receiver market. It's going to be above 30 for the top receivers in the NFL now. That's what Justin Jefferson's going to get. That's what CeeDee Lamb is going to get. So definitely those numbers start to come up. And that's another reason why they were excited to get Jeudy done before this shift. Because now, by the time the season opens, they will have a first-round receiver who they believe has potential to get 1,000 yards, maybe on a consistent basis, for about half the top of market price.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What do you think is going to happen with Brazil? Are we going or not?
It's a great question. It is an absolutely great question. I do not have the answer. What I will tell you is that Green Bay doesn't really want to go, and the Cleveland Browns really do want to go. It's between these two teams. I've been writing that for a long time. And you've got one team that is enthusiastically embracing the opportunity and being vocal about that. And then you have another team that really would not like to go. Is that going to be the deciding factor? I don't think so, because Green Bay is enormous in Brazil. It's a huge draw in Brazil, and they want this game to go really well. It's the first game in South America, and it has to go right.
Mary Kay.
So,
Green Bay's big in Brazil?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Green Bay is big in Brazil.
I've never been to Brazil.
And that will be a factor. They will want to make sure that this is as exciting and as popular as possible for the fans. That doesn't mean it's not going to be Cleveland, but these are just some of the factors that are going into it.
I find it interesting that two NFL teams, now one is in the AFC, NFC, and maybe you could shed some light on why the two teams would have such different opinions regarding a substantial travel situation like this. But I find it interesting that two teams in the NFL have such different opinions on this. So why do you think that is?
Well, I haven't really dug into why the Packers don't really want to go that much. I would have to think that traveling so far would be unattractive to them. But, the Browns might be looking at it as, for them, that it is also such an enormous travel burden for the Eagles. So instead of the Browns just going and to Philadelphia and the Eagles having a home game and all of that home field advantage, that they would be on more of a level playing field. And of course, they also embrace the global nature of the NFL. They're very excited about expansion into different markets. And I think that's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Part of it too. All eyes would be on the Cleveland Browns and the Eagles that night. There would be so much hype and so much attention. And I think, you know, that can be a good thing as well. So these are some of the reasons that the Browns would be excited about it. But, you know, some of it could just be the competitive advantage of not having to play in Philadelphia.
What is Elijah Moore's future with this football team?
I don't know if an extension for him is imminent. He's heading into the final year of his deal worth $3.1 million. I know they really like him a lot, and they see big things ahead for him. They're going to play a lot more three wides this year, and he should benefit from that. But I don't know that he will get an extension right away. This might be one where they see how it goes in the first 5-6 games of the season, and if it goes exactly how they think it will, then maybe they do something around the trade deadline. But that one I'm not too sure about. I know they really like Elijah and believe there's so much more to him than he was able to show last year, even though he did have career numbers in some respects except for touchdowns. I think that they believe that with a healthy Deshaun, he will prosper in 24.
Mary Kay, we hadn't had a chance to talk to you after the online spat with Jerry Jeudy and Mark Schlereth. There was a bit of a back and forth there. Do you think the Browns care at all when their players get involved in something like that, whether it's fans or the media?
Sure they do. Of course they're going to care about that. Not that they're going to say anything publicly. And we didn't even ask anybody about that when we were down in Orlando. And I didn't write about it because I thought, you know, sometimes I think things are just for social media, right? You don't want to write every single thing that happens on social media. And I think part of it might have been, you know, Jerry Jeudy needs to get in here, see how things are done, see what the Browns want him to do. And I'm sure that somebody in the organization has probably had a conversation with him about that by now, saying, you know, let's not do that. That's probably not how we roll here in terms of getting into it and calling out people. Let's kind of dial that back a little bit. I don't know that happened, but I would think that it would. So I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt a little bit to say, okay, he's new. He doesn't know that this is not something that's going to go over well in the organization. So give him a little hall pass on this one and hope that the next time something like this happens, he'll take the high road and stay out of it.
So we've been waiting for those extensions for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. Now just a formality at this point, Mary Kay?
Yes, just a formality at this point. And Jimmy point blank said that. I asked him, are you close? Yes, we are close to extensions for Kevin and Andrew. So it really probably is just a formality. They might have some I's and T's to deal with, but for the most part, it's going to happen. It'll happen fairly soon. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing for Cleveland. It's a good thing for the Browns. It's a good thing for everyone in this town. So I think people probably should get very excited and happy about that, because continuity is something that this team didn't have for a long time and something they sorely needed.
So what do you think those extensions would truly do for job security? Because it's one thing to throw more money at these guys, and we'll never really see the contract, so we don't know what the buyouts are. We don't know, you know, what they'd be contingent on, what the incentives would be. I mean, do you think if they sign those extensions, that guarantees their jobs for many years down the road?
No, jobs in the NFL are never guaranteed. You have to win in this league. You absolutely have to win. And Jimmy Haslam is not a patient man, although he seems to have gotten more patient over the years. I think that winning, the bar is still set very high, they're in a window where they hope to win a Super Bowl or multiple Super Bowls with the crew that they have right now. And if that doesn't happen, then you have to reevaluate it. They take it year by year. When we were talking to Jimmy and Dee at the Greenbrier last year, the vibe was all about, is Kevin on the hot seat? Is he going to survive after the season? I mean, that was what we were asking him about. And now that seems like a distant memory. But things change from year to year. And the bottom line, the name of the game, of course, is winning.
Sean Watson throwing yet?
Yes, he started throwing last week. So everyone's very optimistic about that. Joe Sheehan, their head trainer, was out there for that. Quincy Avery, that's Deshaun's private quarterbacks coach, was there. And then David Njoku was there to catch some passes and to offer some support. So he is throwing, and everyone seems pretty excited about it.
Zip or no zip? That's a joke. You don't have to answer that. Remember, we argued over that during the season. Mary Kay, I do have a yes or no. How about this? Dome or no dome? What do you want?
Oh, it's a loaded question,
Ken. It is. I load it. Here we go.
It's a loaded question. Here's the thing. I love the idea of a dome. I love the city of Cleveland. I'm from Cleveland, born and raised in this area. And I love my hometown, and I would love to have the stadium remain downtown somehow. So I can't have what I want, which is a dome in downtown Cleveland. I can't have that. So I'm a little bit torn right now, and I need to continue to do my own due diligence and figure out how I would feel about a dome in Brook Park, because they really sound to me like this is serious business and not just something that you do to get things done downtown on the lakefront. So it's going to be an interesting year or two to get to the point where they decide between these two alternatives. Will something else pop up? It's getting late for another magical option to come by. I wish it would. I wish there would be something where someone can say, here's this lovely parcel of land with great ingress and egress in downtown Cleveland where you could go build your dome.
Lima, you brought up the egress.
I thought that's all that mattered was
that's
the egress.
Right.
And conversely, the ingress. Mary Kay, so wise to bring that up. So today we have the State of the City address with Mayor Justin Bibb at noon.
It's a big one.
We, of course, will have comprehensive team coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.3, The Fan. Do you think that the city, in reacting to what we have heard over the course of the last week from the Haslams, will have an abrupt response to all of these machinations, these political machinations, Mary Kay?
I don't know if it will be an abrupt response. I'm sure that they will talk about the land bridge and the revitalization of downtown and the lakefront and how they want the Browns to be a part of that. And they are continuing to negotiate in good faith, and they're optimistic they can get something done. I don't know if it will be abrupt. I think both sides have tried to stay really above board on all of this and take the high road on things. So I don't know if it's going to get nasty or contentious, but I do think that Mayor Bibb will probably reemphasize that they want the Cleveland Browns in downtown and that they're working very hard toward that endeavor.
Should voters either in the county or the city have a say in this? Because I regretted to inform people the other day, I think they will have none.
It's hard to say. I would think that in the interest of goodwill and getting people excited about this project, that perhaps there will be some type of open forum or town hall meetings or something like that. I'm not sure what will happen there because they're still working through the financing. It's a complicated project, no matter where it goes. So I would think that people should be involved. The citizens should be involved somehow.
Did you ever think you were going to get such pointed political questions this morning, Mary Kay Cabot?
I did, yes, I did. Oh. I anticipated stadium questions. And again, it's very complicated. And
Mary Kay, the taxpayers in Cleveland, they've spent almost $300 million over the past 27 years in upkeep, maintenance, capital repairs for the stadium. How much more will you burden the city as people have continued to flee over the years?
You know, I don't think it's going to be as bad. I think that there will be some kind of a split. I think that the Haslam Sports Group will take on a very large share of the burden if it's a renovation. And if it's the new dome in the suburbs, I would have to think, and I don't know this for sure, I would have to think that they will finance most of that themselves. So,
Mary Kay, when Mike White was complicit in the Browns' move back in the day, he was banished to an alpaca farm.
Here,
what
here.
Will be the legacy of Mayor Justin Bibb?
If he can pull this off and keep the Cleveland Browns in downtown Cleveland, it will go a long, long way towards making sure that he is well thought of going forward for many, many years.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. Thank you for stepping into the hornet's nest that is this morning show. We thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, Sam Monson, PFF, Deshaun Watson, zip or no zip. Up next, Grant Delpit. He's calling his shot. Not only does it make us mad, it kills what could have been a fun argument. That coming up about the Cavs. It's opening day / opening night. Coming up with the Fan. Big thanks to Mary Kay Cabot, who appeared on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline for answering such pointed, hardball questions from Anthony Lima about the state of the city, which is coming up today. Which Justin Bibb, he will have to be called on the carpet and answer about the Browns' possible plans to move to Brick Park.
I wonder how much the city cares.
How excited do you get when you get a chance to do that?
That's fun.
You have to get really excited for that.
That is fun. Plus the music. Come on.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the music. The music's the music.
No, the main thing is the music.
You used to cover State House politics back in the day.
I was in the trenches, Ken.
Yeah, yeah.
He only got into it for the music, though.
The music was a big part of it. I would carry it with me on a Sony Walkman.
You were a real...
A Casio recorder.
You were a real Steve Croft.
I can only tell you, you got to go to the archives down in Columbus and go see what I was able to do in terms of coverage for the Lantern, the largest on-campus publication in the United States.
Wow. You and Zach Meisel.
The best of the best.
And Albert Breer. Who
the heavy hitters.
Never followed you back on social media.
He eventually did.
Did he?
He did. I think he was just throwing me a bone.
Ah.
You win some, you
nice
lose some.
Pity.
I lost Daniel Jeremiah over the years. That was a tough one. Yeah, he got too big.
Ooh.
So why does he want to see me talk about Max Strus every day?
Ooh. Yeah, you're getting your petty arguments there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Sam Monson, 9 o'clock. We're going to talk about whether or not Deshaun Watson has any terminal mistakes with his throwing motion coming up here. Grant Delpit, by the way, calling a shot. Going back to number 9, I imagine Jameis is going to get number 5 as this goes on. Remember, Jameis was number 5 before. Grant Delpit was number 22 with the Browns. I believe he was number 9 at LSU, if I'm not mistaken. And I made the joke, but I'm serious. It's a joke, but I'm serious. You put a target on your back if you're Grant Delpit. You just made the statement, you told the world that you're a dude. Because it's well-known in football. Tony, I don't know if you knew this. Guys who wear single digits on defense, you better be a dude. And so you got to show that you're like J.O.K. J.O.K. wore number 6 last year. Was J.O.K. a dude or not a dude? He was a dude. There's a lot of pressure to wear a single digit. Grant Delpit had a great season last year until the injury. It was a shame, but a lot of guys had great seasons until their injury last year, so that was one of the silver linings there. He wears number 9. Sorry, I got to say, you have to be a Pro Bowler this year. You're going to wear a single digit. I got to put it on Grant Delpit now, and I will say this to him in training camp. You got to be a Pro Bowler.
I'm really interested
Not even an alternate. You better be a Pro Bowler.
I'm interested in the Delpit experience right now because he was somebody that looked to be trending in a not great direction early on in his career. Then Jim Schwartz comes over. They overhaul that defense, and they're one of the elite defenses. Then everybody looked good. And so I get nervous, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Did they all look good? Like, we are talking, we knew, like, J.O.K., he made the leap. I mean, that looks like a guy who is going to terrorize, you know, opposing offenses for years to come. I feel really good in just assuming he's going to be good forever. But everything came into play in which they were so dominant. Remember the Cincinnati game, the Tennessee game, the Arizona game? They were so dominant that I told you it looked like we had 11 Pro Bowlers. Well, obviously they don't. Obviously, and you saw it in the playoff game where some guys, you know, did not play all that well. Emerson had his probably worst game of his young career in that game. So what is the reality? What can you bank on? They give that extension to Grant Delpit.
Coming back this year?
Yeah.
I'm very year-to-year with everybody.
And then he gets injured.
Yeah.
You know, last year he only ends up playing 13 games. I don't know that we're out of it yet with Grant Delpit. You know, I don't know that he's going to be good for the next however many years. I'm not sure you can bank on Grant Delpit being great. I think there's pressure on him, especially after signing that extension. He's got to live up to that. And I know the Browns take pride in being proactive with their contracts. You know, that's worked for them with David Njoku. It's mm-hmm. worked against them with Jack Conklin. What is it going to be in this situation?
Well, they were I still go back to the run. I still go back to the run because it when you have guys who can make stops on the run, a Dalvin Tomlinson, who could also get to the quarterback and cause pressure up the middle too. But stick with me on this. When you finally have guys like Shelby Harris, like Mo Hurst in a rotation that can help make stops, then you make things a little bit easier for Myles Garrett, for Za'Darius Smith, for Oboe Okoronkwo, hopefully for anybody who's coming in on a blitz or anybody else on a stunt. You make it a little bit easier for you because I know if I can't run, then I'm going to put pressure on quarterbacks. And what have we found out with quarterbacks? While we've made the rules easier and easier and easier over the last 5 to 10 years, and probably 10 years plus, I'm being generous here, while we've made the rules easier on quarterbacks, it's become a harder and harder and harder position to play. I think that's the transition from college to the pro, and I could really get into the weeds if you want to on that, but it's become a harder position to play. So now you're not playing as many really good, solid quarterbacks as you used to. There's elite quarterbacks, and then there's guys that, So your defense, I mean, you're mentioning these guys, Ryan Tannehill, he got the job done before, but he's at the end of the road.
Yeah.
Clayton Toon is a placeholder and a cardboard, a clipboard holder in the NFL. What are the other names that you mentioned? Or what are the other teams that we had dominant performances against?
Joe Burrow, the Bengals,
he has bad luck against the Browns. He's bad against the Browns. You made him look like an idiot. You're able to get pressure off the edge and pressure up the middle. So that's one quarterback. He can be elite. You took it to him. But what you do when you're able to stop the run, you expose it with a quarterback. You just open him up to everybody and say to the entire stadium that this guy is not great. And that's what the Browns were able to do last year.
So I wonder, and I've asked this a few times over the offseason, everybody just kind of poo-poos it and says, it was a one-game anomaly. Was that playoff game against Houston defensively, was it in fact an anomaly?
I don't think it was an anomaly. I just wish they would have played C.J. Stroud earlier in the season. I wish they would have got him and not whoever the hell they played. Case Keenum. I wish it was him instead of Case because I think it would have done them so much better to see some of the misdirection because they would have ran that with C.J. Stroud during the regular season because they were trying to make the playoffs. I don't think they would have held it back the way that the Browns did against Pittsburgh because I don't think it was as much of a guarantee that they play us at that point. I think you would have seen a lot of that. You would have been better prepared. I don't know if you would have won the game, but you would have been better prepared. Coming up next, Sam Monson going to join us on the show. Where does Deshaun Watson need to start to get this thing going in 2024? Where does this Browns receiving core rank with the Browns receiving core in 2020? And coming up, when we look at opening day, or I should say opening night, Major League Baseball is telling you, you ain't got a chance. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lymon. Take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.